First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQT, St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 The bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this overcast Thursday with the rain. I'm surprised we're not going to get any snow, but I don't think it's going to be cold enough for any snow. But it's going to be 50, 60 degrees, I guess. So that's your weather report for the day. Hey, lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. It's amazing. It's amazing. Every newspaper in this country, I guess they want to see the United States fall. I don't understand it. They're talking about bars and restaurants. They make plans to weather through the storm. And then they talk about the coronavirus pandemic could force lockdown in Illinois. I don't know what's wrong with Pritzker. But I guess he's got more money than sense. But he's always giving the worst-case scenario, never giving the best-case scenario. So I don't know how the people in Illinois are going to take it. I know they're going to be Trump supporters. And, you know, the only reason they're going to be Trump supporters because they don't have any other candidate out there. Everybody knows that Joe Biden is a piece of crap. Everybody knows that he sat there with Obama for 8 years and didn't do a damn thing but try to tell some off-color jokes. But everybody on the Democratic side now is taking him serious, like he's really, really something that this country needs. And you will find 5% of the people in this great United States that think that Joe Biden is qualified. But if he's running against Trump, and he probably will be the candidate, if he's running against Trump, he's the best thing since sliced bread and butter. They don't give a damn. They don't give a damn about the country in whole. All they give a damn about what they can get for themselves, what they can get for their family, and then they move on. And that's a shame. That's a shame. People all throughout this country are having the same situation. They're playing politics. They're not trying to do what's best for the community, for the state, for the nation. All they care about is what's best for them and their people. Now, you'll have all these politicians. You have all these politicians come out and say, hey, we're for the people. We're for the people. The people are number one. These asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing bastards that say that, that's what they are. Asswipe, no-good-for-nothing sons of bitches who give a damn less about the country in general. But you read all through the papers. You read all through the papers that they want to put everybody out of business. They want to keep everybody away from the restaurants, the taverns, the bars. And I believe at the end of the day, if it gets much worse, it's going to happen because they're going to try to run everybody out. They're going to try to, you can come by and call and we'll come outside and give you your delivery. That's the route everybody's going. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it has to be that way. But that's the way, I think that's the way they're going to have it. And they're going to lay off so many people in this great United States. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do if this virus gets under control. I guess they'll bring everybody back. But they won't want their businesses to pay for all the money that's going to be spent. They're going to want us as taxpayers to pay for it all. But isn't it amazing when we don't have $50 for this situation, this political situation locally, but we can get a trillion dollars to help out the country. We're going to give a little bit out here, a little bit out there. And I think at the end of the day, the Democrats will say, see, Trump did the wrong thing. He didn't come out in time. He didn't come out the day that this started. He come out the next morning. Well, you can have a reason to be pissed at anybody. And I think that's what's happening. Everybody's starting to get pissed at everybody. And at the end of the day, you'll see that it'll all come back to politics. It will all come back to politics. Because the Democrats, they don't want to take blame. The Republicans, they don't want to take blame. So what are they going to do? They're going to blame the other side, no matter what the situation is. I see on the internet, it's amazing, all the stuff they're coming up with. The Philadelphia Police Department, they're going to hold back on arresting people with minor violations. New York City, with de Blasio, he's already done that. How many other cities you think are going to take notice and do it? Because it's going to be easier not to arrest them than it is to arrest them and fight them through the court system. Now, some people will say, well, we're doing that for the betterment of our cities. No, they're doing that because that's what they've wanted to do this whole time. That's what they've wanted to do for the last 3 years. Anything they can do to hurt Trump, anything they can do to hurt Trump, they're going to do it. And they don't give a damn who says anything good, bad, or indifferent, because they're going to keep on moving. They'll get heat for a day or two or three, but then they'll keep on moving, and people will forget about it. Now, if you're a Republican and that happens, don't worry about it being forgotten, because it won't be. Everybody will be talking about it. They'll make such a big deal. They'll want Trump thrown out of office because he didn't do this right or didn't do that right. But it's amazing. It's amazing how when something like this happens, that everybody goes their own direction. Nobody says anything. Nobody will fight them until it gets to the point where they're losing. Then they're going to come out and fight and say, this should have been done. That should have been done. But it's never done until the last minute. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it works out that way. I see here it says Miller wins Illinois' 15th GOP nomination but may serve only one term. This is the lady in 15th that she's running for John Shimkus' congressional seat because he's retiring. She's 60 years old from Oakland. She campaigned on promises to support President Donald Trump's policies. And so she won by more than half the votes and says she would focus on pro-growth job policies. It's amazing whenever you see some of these people. In second place was this Darren Duncan, the farmer and treasurer for Vermilion County in the northwest portion of the 15th Congressional District. His campaign raised $207,000, he says, which $175,000 came from himself. So there's, what, $32,000 that was donated to him through this whole campaign, which is not saying that much. He won 21% of the votes. And this lady, Mary Miller, talk about one term, because they're probably going to redistrict the congressional districts in Illinois, and they may be cut out of a district. It also says here, shortly after midnight Wednesday, with 98% of the precincts reporting, Raymond Lindsay was ahead with 51.5% of the votes, and Joel Funk had won 48.5% of the vote. Says Lindsay of Carbondale ran his campaign on expanding affordable health care, increasing the minimum wage of $15 an hour, and making aggressive moves on climate crisis and renewable energy. It says Funk, a 36-year-old from Muscoota, said his highest priority if elected would be to end American military presence in the Middle East. It says the winner is expected to go out to face incumbent U.S. Rep. Mike Voss in the November election. And there's a situation where everybody really wants to get involved, but when you go to the polls, there's not that many people wanting to go to the polls. So we're going to have to see. We're going to have to see how bad it's going to be, how these candidates, when they come out in November, how hard they're going to push to get reelected or get elected. I see, says in Cahokia, there was an 18-year-old woman shot after a domestic argument. Said an 18-year-old woman is in stable condition after she was shot Saturday in Cahokia. It says she was shot outside a residence on St. Paul Drive. The woman's in an area hospital, said the shooting was domestic. A person of interest has not been named. Now, you know, that happens there up in Macoupin County. They got a guy who started 9 or 10 fires. They finally got him. But again, it's amazing. It's amazing how all this stuff intertwines. And with the election coming up, this is going to be probably the worst year, the fourth year when the president is running for office or the governor's running for office, and they're up. It's amazing. It's amazing how there'll be so many fights. There'll be so much bull crap, and it ain't right. Let's take some calls. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. How are you today?
Fine, sir. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Hey, I called you yesterday, then you cut me off before I could finish what I was talking about. I called you about the commercials on TV.
Uh-huh.
Now, back in the day, they had, what was that called, affirmative action or something, where you had to have so many blacks per how many people that worked at your company.
Okay.
If I was the actors and actresses of Caucasian, I would be suing the networks for something similar to that, to where, because I'm sure there's a lot of white actors and actresses out of work now from all these commercials being Latinos, Asians, blacks, so they're not getting the jobs that they should be getting for their percentage.
You know what, Tony? I agree with you 1,000%, and I've said it before. Let's treat everybody right. Black community in the great United States of America is 16%. Now, you check out the last 4, 5, 6 months, every commercial, there's usually a black involved, if not, maybe Hispanic, but the black community, for all they've done to help us in this great country, I understand that and I appreciate that. But for them to be 15-16% of our population in this great United States, I would assume in the next couple, 3 months, you'll see them on at least 50% of the commercials. What do you think? Well, apparently he hung up on me. I don't understand. I don't understand how you can't bitch about it without being a racist. It's unbelievable. They're bitching at Trump now because he's saying this is a China virus. And it is a China virus. It started in China, but now he's saying a China virus. And they want him thrown out of office because he's a racist. President Trump can't say anything. Can't say anything that some asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing bastard will say he's a racist. And that happened the day that Trump took office. Actually, it happened before Trump took office. But he gets elected, and everything he says now has some racial overtones. Now, when he says it's a China virus, that's exactly where it started. That's exactly where it come from, was China. But now you get these niggers, not the proud black, but you'll get these niggers who will say, hey, he's a racist, he's a racist. You'll get the Chinese, he's a racist, he's a racist. The niggers anymore, they don't care if Trump's saying something about the Chinese, the Japanese, the Mexicans. It's always gonna pull down to be racial, and it isn't. But the Democrats are going to fight through it. They're going to make it a racial thing, and they're going to continue. They're going to continue to make it a racial thing. And apparently, the Republicans, they either don't know what to do about it, or they're saying, let it go. It'll take its course. And it may take its course, but it's amazing. We have to sit back and see some of these political people take heat. It's not warranted. Now, if it's warranted, I say give them. I don't give a damn, Democrat, Republican. If it's warranted, give it to them. But if it's not, don't come up with that crap just because he's a Democrat or just because he's a Republican, that he's a racist because he said something about the Chinese factor over in China. He's not a racist. He's a realist. He's telling you the way it is. It's not a Hispanic thing. It's not a Puerto Rican thing. It's not an Italian thing. It's a Chinese thing. And if Trump hadn't said that, there would have been some of his enemies who would have said, look at this no good son of a bitch. He wants to hide it where it's coming from. But think about it. It's a Chinese thing. Chinese thing, and they're going to run with it and call it racial. These are some of the blacks doing it too. They're in defense of the Chinese. How come everybody's in defense of everybody that's against Trump? I haven't understood that, but I guess there's a method for their madness. But it just amazes me that it has to come to that. Let's take some more calls. Go ahead, Stuart. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, a while back, J.B. Pritzker supposedly saved $300,000 in property tax by taking all the toilets out of a building he owns. Now, I'm wondering what kind of building this is. I'd like to know some details. Is this building sitting empty, or is each person's got to bring their own porta potty, or just what kind of building? Is it that you can take the toilets out and save $300,000? I'm curious, so I can't get any information on that, though. Thank you.
You know, Stuart, thanks for the call. We tried to get some information. We couldn't get any anyway. But, see, that's what happens. If you're one of them, they're going to let it go. They're going to say, hey, we're going to let it go. It's no big deal. But let Trump not dot an I or cross a T like he should. He's in trouble. Let's get rid of him. Let's impeach him. I mean, they've been trying to impeach him from the first day that he took office. Nobody says anything about it. The Democrats won't say anything about it because he's a Democrat. The Republicans won't say anything about it because they figure that it's going to be a minor issue because the Democrats are going to make it a minor issue, and it's amazing how that happens, but it does. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob. I'm so mad at these liberal television shows and commentators. They're blaming this at Trump's feet. It's got thrown onto his lap. They're talking about how where they've been the last, these career bureaucrats the last 20, 30 years. They're letting everybody in here, not having them checked out for disease. And they were, I mean, where was their emergency plan? They were letting all these people in. Didn't they have a backup plan to think about they might bring something in? Yeah, but it's Trump's fault. They were in office 30 years and had no plan. Now, all of a sudden, it's Trump. He called. Give me a break. These people are pathetic.
Thanks for the call, Jim. You're exactly right. People do get pathetic. The problem here is the people who get pathetic are primarily Democrats, not Republicans. Now, I've played both sides of the fence. I've voted Democratic sometimes. I've voted Republican sometimes. It all depends on who I think the best candidate is. But you get these staunch Democrats, and I'll have to say these staunch Republicans, they're voting straight Democrat or straight Republican no matter what. No matter what happened, no matter what the situation was, they always say the worst Democrat is better than the best Republican, and vice versa. And people just, they fight through it, and they don't let it go. They'll keep fighting through it, and you'll notice that it's primarily, especially in this area, it's primarily the Democrats that want to continue to fight. They want to continue to fight because at the end of the day, to them, it's all about politics, and apparently it's worked. Because they fight politics and fight politics and fight politics. And even if they lose, they win because they never say that they were wrong. They just move on to something else or something else, and they keep playing that game until it's all over. And usually, it's never over. They just put it on the back burner and go fight another fight, and then they'll fight another fight and another fight. Nobody ever says anything about it, but they start to let it go, and it just ponders, and people just ponder the situation, and they'll ponder it. They'll talk about it at the coffee shops, at the restaurants, at the bars, and then they'll move on, because tomorrow, or the next day, there'll be another problem that the Democrats are going to say, hey, it's the Republicans' fault. Trump needs to be impeached. They want to impeach Trump now because he didn't do something, and I don't know what it is, but he didn't do something, and now they want to impeach him. And I read also, it says about Philadelphia that they're gonna reduce low-level arrests. They're not going to arrest them because they don't think it's going to be that serious, but They want to keep the situation going. It says here that New York had 17 officers were sent home with the coronavirus. They're not talking about what's going to happen. They just, well, we're going to send them home. Now, they want to send everybody home. So, number one, they don't have to spend any more money than they have to. And number two, they'll get a lot of good press, out of it. It says here in Ohio, the county jail is evaluating the release of hundreds of inmates amid concerns about the spread of the virus within the facilities. You're going to see, if this gets much worse, you're going to see that they're going to be letting just about everybody out because they don't want to fight through the fight. Also, in New Orleans, they're got everybody off the streets there on Bourbon Street. It says they're trying to social distance amid the coronavirus. It says, well, I want to get into all this crap. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about Trump. They can say whatever they want. They can say, hey, this happened, that happened, something else happened. But at the end of the day, it's Trump's fault. Do you see where the former GOP representative Duncan Hunter stole over $250,000? It doesn't say how much. That's just a standard ploy. Over $250,000. He was sentenced on Tuesday to 11 months. Not 11 years like it should have been. And he's a Republican. Doesn't give a damn, Democrat, Republican. If you're wrong, you're wrong. And he was wrong. But he gets 11 months. He'll do about 9 months, and he'll be out. I don't know, he's talked to some people about maybe even running for office again after his probation is up. And I can see that happen because these politicians, these true, true politicians, all they give a damn about is getting elected, getting reelected. And nobody wants to take the blame for anything that's going on. They want to blame somebody else. And usually, oh, here, this MSNBC legal analyst suggests Trump be charged with homicide for this coronavirus response. And he's serious. He's serious. He says that Trump should be in legal trouble over his response to the virus outbreak. Now, nobody in their right mind would say that that's Trump's fault, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen that everything's going to be Trump's fault, and people are going to say, see, that's the way these Republicans are. It is Trump's fault, but nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. You know why? Because he's a president of the United States, and even more so than that, he's a Republican. I honestly think that through the course of all this, that he will get reelected by a big majority, I believe. Of course, the way these politicians are, I've watched them fix elections time after time after time, and I think they can fix more elections. And people say, oh, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in this day and age, but I can guarantee you it's happened for the last 50, 60 years, and it'll continue to happen, not just in Russia, not just in China, but in this great United States of America, because some people will fight and fight and fight, knowing that they're wrong, but they don't really give a damn. They're going to fight because they're Democrats. They're going to fight because they're Republicans. They're not going to worry about what some people say. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, renegade radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Vibe State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. You know, we talk about politics, local, state, national. Everybody gets pissed off. Everybody gets pissed off if they don't get their way, if people don't listen to them. And I tell them all the time, let's listen to everybody. Let's listen to everybody. We don't have to believe anybody, but everybody has a right to their own opinion. Everybody has a right to say what they want to say. But at the end of the day, nobody cares unless it's about them. And that's on both sides. That's on both sides of the political aisle. You know, it says Missouri's going to spend, boosted another $40 million for their schools. And Parsons defend decision not to close the schools statewide. The automakers, they're ready to shut down. Healthcare workers, they're in fear of infecting their families. Stock markets went below 20,000 in another ugly trading day. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing that this crap goes on and nobody says anything. It just continues and continues and continues. They come after Trump on every little thing that they can come after him on, they do. They talk about anything and everything if it has to do with Trump. If it has to do with Trump. If it doesn't have to do with Trump, then it's no big deal. But they're printing it, writing about it, that all the reporters will stay on the air. It says that Pertzbarn, John Pertzbarn, is more accurate. He is under self-quarantine and was tested Wednesday to see if he contacted the virus. And it shows here one of the Channel 5 reporters is broadcasting from her basement. And it's amazing. It's amazing how these people can do what they want, when they want, and nobody says anything. Or if they say something, it's just momentary and it doesn't hold on long. It says a piece of crap. The Riverfront Times laid off most of its editorial staff on Wednesday and was suspending publication of its weekly print edition, the editors say. They can all say and do what they want, but at the end of the day, if it doesn't affect them in a positive way, they're not going to let it go. They're not going to let it go. I see that the Crown Candy in North St. Louis, there's a big picture in the St. Louis Post-Disgrace that says he's waiting to enter the candy store on Wednesday. It says restaurants and bars in St. Louis have been ordered to close their dining room facilities and restrict service to carry out. Now, it's a shame when everybody talks about, oh, I need to get here and I need to get there. But whenever it doesn't happen, then they all get pissed off like it's somebody else's fault. you know, it's nobody else's fault. It's just the way this country is today. And then they come after Trump. They come after Trump. Everything that's not done right, they want to blame Trump for. Everything not done right, they want to blame Trump for. And at the end of the day, it's amazing. It's amazing how, if it benefited them, they wouldn't blame Trump. They would find somebody else to blame. But at this point in time, they're going to blame Trump, because that's the easiest thing to do. That's by far the easiest thing to do, is to say, hey, Donald Trump, it's your fault. Donald Trump, you're the president. Donald Trump, you should have done this and should have done that, but you didn't. And the Democrats will keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. The Republicans will try to just throw it by the wayside, because they know anything they say and do is not going to help. And it just pisses them off, and I've talked to enough of them, this pisses them off when they can't stop this stuff. So I say to that, if we're going to fight, let's fight the fight against the people or the situation that we need to fight. We don't need to be fighting Trump now. We don't need to be fighting Schumer. We don't need to be fighting anybody. We need to all come together and do what's right for this country. It says in a paper that the Republicans' newfound zeal for stimulus spending is welcome, but a bit hypocritical. See, so no matter what they do, Trump, instead of announcing something on a Monday night, he announced it Tuesday morning. It was all his fault. Automatically, it was all his fault. And then the other article, the worst is yet to come. Caught unprepared, administration is besieged by healthcare system pleas to catch up. So again, no matter what happens, it's always Trump's fault. He can sit back and argue it. And I know the Republicans and the good Democrats will understand that come election time. But to have them talk about how Trump is a no-good son of a bitch, you know, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But they're not going to let Trump. They're not going to let Trump get away with anything. It says also in the paper that Biden doesn't have to let Sanders pull him leftward. Replacing Trump is a message unifying former vice president's voters base. And I still, till this day, and I'll say it, no matter what kind of bad press Trump gets from the liberal Democratic newspapers, I think he'll be a victor. And I think the next 4 years that he'll go out of his way to do what's best for the people. Now, nobody's perfect, and everybody makes mistakes along the way. But you have to just take the good with the bad. You have to take the good and talk about it. You have to take the bad and say, hey, I made a wrong decision, or I made a decision that I don't think was quite right. And because of that, we're going to take care of business. And I think that's probably what's going to be done. Let's go ahead and take some more callers. Go ahead, Chauncey. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, man, the way they're talking about Trump is a shame. Donald Trump is trying to keep the country back in order. I'm voting for him in the winner's election in November.
Yeah.
How you been doing, my brother?
I've been doing fine. How about yourself? Apparently we either lost him or he didn't really care to talk. That's the problem. You get people and they want to get on the air and they want to talk. And then when they get on the air, they don't talk about what they said they were going to talk about. And for the life of me, I don't understand that. I don't know why people can't come together, can be on different sides, don't always have to be on the same side. That's crazy. That's crazy if somebody says, oh, I can't talk to him because I'm a Democrat and he's a Republican, or vice versa. Doesn't make any difference. You can talk to anybody you want at any time you want. but when it comes to politics, it doesn't work that way. I see where the stock market plunged more than 5% yesterday, and I don't know if it's on the track to move upward today or not, but it's not going to be pretty at the end of the day, because before this election's over, you're going to see the market go down, and it'll stay down for just a little bit. Of course, as always, it'll pick itself back up. It may take a year, two, or three, but at the end of the day, don't worry about it. The market will take care of itself, and everybody that is in the market will be happy. Now, they'll be sad. They'll be sad for a week, two, a month or two. I don't think it'll take a year or two, but you'll all notice when things are good, everybody brags about it and blah, blah, blah. But when things are bad, it's always, always, always a politician's fault. It's always a politician's fault. They can't make excuses for their family. They have to go out and make excuses for somebody else's family. And I know everybody feels bad, but when sometimes whenever people are wrong, they're just wrong, and they have to take credit for it, and they'll have to say, listen, I was wrong on this one, my family was wrong, my police department was wrong, my fire department was wrong, and we're going to move into another, a little bit different direction. And that's what has to be done, because I haven't ever been in any situation, where everybody was perfect every time they made a decision. So, well, we're going to take a quick break here momentarily. We come back, as always, we're only going to have a few minutes, so maybe we'll take some callers. Lines are always open, 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And we'll be back right after this break.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and oppose. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Welcome, welcome back to the last few minutes of the dark side. I see in the national papers that our good friend, and she actually isn't anybody's friend, but Omar, Minnesota Democratic Representative Omar, unexpectedly praised President Trump's response to the virus pandemic on Wednesday, saying it was incredible and the right response in this critical time. Now, this is a gal who was all over Trump, calling him a no-good son of a bitch, used all kind of bad words, and now all of a sudden she's coming out and saying what a great job President Trump has done. And the president has done a great job, but it's not only the president, it's some of the Democrats coming together with some of the Republicans, and they want to fight this fight, and this is a fight that should be bigger than politics. To some of them it is, to some of them it isn't. So we just have to take the bull by the horns and see which direction is the best direction to go. As always, we're just about out of time for today, and it's amazing how Biden can act like he's the best thing since peanut butter. I don't understand that. And there's an article that says that he screwed up two or three or four other things, and it says his lackluster victory speech ends on an awkward note. And it's amazing that everybody has to show the negativity. No positive. They can't feel, if somebody's my enemy and he does something good, I'm going to say, he's a no good piece of crap, but he did right on this one or he did right on that one. But you'll find most of the Democrats and Republicans, they're going to stick with their party no matter what happens, for better or for worse. And most of the time, it's for the worse, because the Democrats don't want to say anything about the Republicans when the Republicans make a good play. And the Republicans don't want to say anything about the Democrats when they make a good play. That's the way it's been all these years, and that's the way it's going to continue to be. So as always, let's continue like we do, day in and day out. We always fight our enemy, no matter who they are or where they are, but the best thing you can do is continue to fight. You cannot ever let go. When you let go, that shows that you're weak. That shows that you're not on the right page. That shows that you're all about politics and not about taking care of our country. So as always, let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. We have to destroy these son of a bitches. We have to destroy these son of a bitches before they destroy us. You've been hearing me say that for the last 5, 6, 7 years, and that's what we have to do. So let's continue to unite to destroy these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing bastards before they destroy us. And as always, never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs. Intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQ.